Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Oakland Athletics and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The third baseman, Carney Lansford. Batting second. The center fielder, Dave Henderson. Batting third. The right fielder, Jose Canseco. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Mark McGuire. Batting fifth. The catcher, Terry Steinbach. Batting sixth. The DH, Don Baylor. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Stan Javier. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Mike Gallego. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Walt Weiss. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Dave Stewart. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Julio Franco. Batting second. The first baseman, Willie Upshaw. Batting third. The center fielder, Joe Carter. Batting fourth. The DH, Ron Kittle. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Mel Hall. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Corey Snyder. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Brooke Jacoby. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ron Washington. Batting ninth. The catcher, Andy Allenson. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Scott Bales. And now, play ball. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Lansford hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dave Henderson is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Henderson strikes out. One out. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. There goes Lansford. The throw from Allenson and he is safe. Lansford steals second. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Canseco hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Franco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Lansford moves to third. Two outs. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. McGuire strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Franco hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lansford fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Upshaw is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Upshaw strikes out. Two outs. Joe Carter batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Carter hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle hits a pop-up into left field. Javier settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Terry Steinbach batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Steinbach hits a fly ball into center field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Baylor hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Stan Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Javier hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Baylor moves to second. Mike Gallego batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Gallego takes first base on ball four. Baylor moves to third. Javier moves to second. Walt Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall hits a pop-up into center field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Corey Snyder, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Snyder takes first base on ball 4. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Jacoby strikes out. 2 outs. Ron Washington is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Washington hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Javier. Washington reaches second base with a double. Snyder moves to third. Andy Allenson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Allenson hits a pop-up towards short. Weiss settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Lansford is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lansford hits a fly ball into center field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Henderson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Henderson is 0-for-1 in the game. Henderson hits a pop-up into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Canseco is 0-for-1 in the game. Canseco hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Julio Franco, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Franco is 0-for-1 in the game. Franco hits a line drive towards short. Weiss reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Willie Upshaw is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Upshaw is 0-for-1 in the game. Upshaw hits a fly ball into left field for a base hit. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Carter is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Carter hits a fly ball into left field. Javier settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Kittle is 0-for-1 in the game. Kittle takes first base on ball 4. Upshaw moves to second. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Hall is 0-for-1 in the game. Hall hits a pop-up into center field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. McGuire is 0-for-1 in the game. McGuire hits a fly ball into left field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Steinbach is 0-for-1 in the game. Steinbach hits a ball on the ground towards short. Washington scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Baylor is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Baylor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Snyder is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Snyder strikes out. 1 out. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Jacoby is 0-for-1 in the game. Jacoby hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. McGuire settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ron Washington is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Washington is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Washington hits a fly ball into right field. Canseco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Stan Javier is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Javier is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Javier strikes out. 1 out. Mike Gallego is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Gallego is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Gallego hits a fly ball into center field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Walt Weiss is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Weiss is 0-for-1 in the game. Weiss hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bales fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Andy Allenson is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Allenson is 0-for-1 in the game. Allenson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Weiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Franco is 0-for-2 in the game. Franco hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Willie Upshaw is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Upshaw is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Upshaw strikes out. 2 outs. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Carter is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Carter hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Henderson who is chasing the ball. Carter reaches third base with a triple. Franco goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Indians. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Kittle is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Kittle hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gallego scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Lansford is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lansford hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Franco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Dave Henderson is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Henderson is 0-for-2 in the game. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bales fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Canseco is 0-for-2 in the game. Canseco hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Hall is 0-for-2 in the game. Hall bunts towards first. McGuire fields the ball and throws to Stewart covering. Safe. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Snyder is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Snyder hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-0, Indians. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Jacoby is 0-for-2 in the game. Jacoby hits a line drive into right field. Canseco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Ron Washington is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Washington is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Washington hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Andy Allenson is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Allenson is 0-for-2 in the game. Allenson hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. McGuire settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Franco is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Franco hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gallego settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. McGuire is 0 for 2 in the game. McGuire hits a fly ball into left field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Steinbach is 0 for 2 in the game. Steinbach hits a ball on the ground towards short. Washington scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Baylor is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Baylor hits a pop-up into center field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Willie Upshaw is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Upshaw is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Upshaw strikes out. One out. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Carter is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Carter hits a fly ball into center field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Kittle is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Kittle hits a pop-up into left field. Javier settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Stan Javier is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Javier is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Javier hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mike Gallego is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Gallego is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Gallego hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Allenson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Walt Weiss is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Weiss is 0 for 2 in the game. Weiss hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Franco catches it and throws to first to double up Javier. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Hall is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hall hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Weiss settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Snyder is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Snyder hits a fly ball into center field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Jacoby is 0 for 3 in the game. Jacoby hits a pop-up into center field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Carney Lansford batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Lansford is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Lansford hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave Henderson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Henderson is 0 for 3 in the game. Henderson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Canseco is 0 for 3 in the game. Canseco hits a fly ball into center field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. McGuire is 0 for 3 in the game. McGuire hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Franco settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 3, and Oakland Athletics, 0. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.